folks on Kauai are a special breed. In 2011, the county council adopted a zero-waste resolution committing the county to diverting 70% of its waste away from landfills by 2023. Let's take a look at how well they're doing. When you're talking about solid waste management in Hawaii, connecting this with this was a huge win, according to Allison Fraley, Kauai Solid Waste Program Development Coordinator.
To me, legislation, convenience, and economic incentive are the main things that municipalities need in place.
Fraley is all about tuning programs to human behavior to divert material out of the waste stream.
That's why we have our pay-as-you-throw program that we're so proud of, the state's first program where residents have an economic incentive to divert waste.
Many of the old dumps were on the edge of drop-offs into valleys, into river basins.
John Harder was the state's first solid waste management coordinator back in the early 90s, did the same job pretty much on Maui, and now he advises Kauai's solid waste program.
Back into the 50s and 40s, at the end of every day, you just set everything on fire.
Then you'd bulldoze the smoldering debris and pile more on. Many old plantation dumps became city dumps. Think rusting machinery, carcasses, drums leaking toxic chemicals. But landfill regulations have mandated cleanups. And Harder says Kauai now has the major environmental issues under control.
The problem now is that we need to go beyond that, recognizing that these are valuable resources that need to be brought back into the economic stream.
You know, we don't call it integrated solid waste management for nothing.
Allison Fraley says organization and coordination are crucial to reclaiming and managing resources.
So one of the key elements is staff to do that. Those staff resources are really critical to make the programs happen. You make it happen on the front end.
Fraley is talking about sorting. Tires are separate from household recyclables, which are separate from green waste, which is separate from other organics, which could contaminate perfectly usable stuff.
I mean, when I redid my bathroom, I was able to pick up a commode for $30. I was able to pick up a pedestal sink for $25. So we don't want those things being wasted.
Pat Gagan's a member of Zero Waste Kauai, and he's on the board of the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative.
I mean, a lot of energy went into making them to start with. To just throw those resources away, I don't think is respectful to the Aina. I don't think it's respectful to the energy and the work that was put into them. And why get rid of something that is useful? That's really the question.
Gagan maintains increasing recycling will stimulate businesses that can use those resources.
Just take it to an incinerator, it seems to magically disappear. Of course it doesn't. You're creating toxins, you're creating slag, you're creating other issues. But it's an easy alternative from a decision-maker standpoint.
The garbage going in is called feedstock, and to ensure financing, incinerator contracts often involve minimum feedstock guarantees. If the county does not generate enough garbage, it must pay to make up that minimum, as Honolulu does on its H-Power contract.
Incineration, especially at the scale of what they're doing in Honolulu, basically is counter-incentives to diversion.
Kauai's defeated incinerator proposals in the past, but Pat, these proposals sound good. They're going to keep coming up.
They are. There's a proposal on Kauai right now that says, you know what, county, we will take all of your waste for free, and we're going to turn it into nothing. It's called Pelotron Q.
Solid waste expert John Harder says incineration recovers about 30% of the value of a given resource. Plastics, however, are notoriously difficult to eliminate.
Now I've seen comments in the editorial page about Honolulu and their new bag ban. Can they do it? You know, hell, all three of the neighbor islands have been doing it for 2-3 years now, and we've been able to do it.
I know a lot of you live on farms and have a lot more nature, but we're all wondering, what are you doing with your wet garbage every day?
Well, see, and I'm going to ask you, what is your wet garbage? Because, and maybe that is a different side.
Goody two-shoes, Pat Gagan, feeds the organics to his plants or his chickens, washes out whatever container, dries it, and places it in one of the 5 bins he has going in his yard. This is source separation, a key component to making sure everything ends up in the right place. That's why the next goal for Kauai Solid Waste Coordinator Allison Fraley is a materials recovery facility where mixed recyclables collected curbside could be sorted. Right now, as you heard, Fraley's pretty excited about Kauai's new pay-as-you-throw program. Residents must choose between a 64-gallon cart for $10 a month or a 96-gallon cart for $18 a month. At the same time, the whole island is going to automated pickup, so everyone is calling in now to get their carts. And this solid waste team is relentless.
So when we're talking to people on the phone about their cart size choice, we're telling them, hey, is there anything different you can do? Can you take our free home composting bin? Can you recycle a little more? What are you recycling? Is it only aluminum cans? Could you start to recycle your mixed paper? Because there's a lot there. There's food boxes. There's junk mail. People aren't really thinking, oh, yeah, I could recycle my mixed paper at home.
Businesses, Fraley emphasizes you account for fully half the total waste, and they've got programs for you, too. The next thing they'd like to do is ban those single-use styrofoam containers. Fraley says the Kekaha landfill has about 7 years left, and they're in the environmental assessment stage of a new site in Lihue.
We've been fortunate to get support from the administration and from the county council here on Kauai to grow our programs and, you know, to grow our staff to be able to manage them.
When most community focus groups were still looking at recycling, we decided that the real issue was changing the way we viewed waste. Kauai's always been a little bit more radical, a little more environmentally conscious. But on the other hand, we're still facing the same kinds of issues. People don't want to spend any more money. People don't want to change their lifestyles.
That's why starting July 6th, Kauai residents will have an economic incentive to minimize trash. Nationally, in over 6,000 cities, pay-as-you-throw has been shown to reduce residential waste and increase recycling to help cities like San Francisco, which diverts 80% of its waste away from landfills. Currently, Kauai's diversion rate is 42%. By the way, as in other cities, Fraley expects recovered materials will lead to new business opportunities in the future. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.